This is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Finofa Noa. Tēnā koutou. The International Court of Justice will now advise on consequences for countries who do not comply with legal obligations to mitigate the climate crisis. The resolution passed at the UN General Assembly on Thursday had the vote of 130 countries. It was spearheaded by Vanuatu, which was recently devastated by two cyclones. Vanuatu's Prime Minister Ismail Kausakau says it's a huge step for climate justice.
I'm proud beyond measure that today the United Nations General Assembly has overwhelmingly adopted Vanuatu's resolution on climate change and human rights.
Anti-independence parties in New Caledonia will be joining the pro-independence side for bilateral talks with the French government in Paris. President of the French territory's largest anti-independence party, Future in Confidence Party, Virginia Roughneck, told La Premier they are set to trilaterally agree on an outcome that speaks to all.
Nous avons gagné les trois référendums.
We have won the three referendums. New Caledonia by vocation has said yes, but we know by the law of majority it has limits. And it's with some dialogue and common construction with other anti-independence parties and pro-independence that we will be able to trace a road for all Caledonia.
Rising costs of housing in New Zealand is being blamed by child welfare academics for an increase in overcrowding and the main cause of economic hardship in the country. Discussions at the Pacific Child Wellbeing Conference in Auckland revealed that many families have resorted to using garages as rooms. One keynote speaker, Auckland University's Dr. Tawila Percival, says it's creating a poverty trap.
Overcrowding has been an issue for many, many years, but it's getting worse because the cost of private rentals and mortgages are so high. It's really hard to gather wealth for your family, just getting enough money to spend most of it on our rent with very little left over for anything else.
According to Stats New Zealand, as of 2018, 1 in 9 Kiwis lived in overcrowded homes. Hawaii is set to host the 2024 Festival of Pacific Arts and Culture, or FESPAC, the world's largest celebration of Pacific Islanders. FESPAC is held every 4 years, but due to COVID-19, the first 13th FESPAC in 2020 was postponed. Christina Persico has more.
Organisers, the Pacific community, say the festival has been an important venue for the perpetuation of Pacific arts and cultures for more than 40 years. Mapuana De Silva, the chair of the Council of Pacific Arts and Culture, says Hawaii first participated in FESPAC in 1976 and has sent a delegation to every festival since then. She says Hawaii has been hosted in great ways by all of the countries they visited, and it is their turn to return the favour to their Pacific cousins. The Pacific community says FESPAC 2024 will feature live performances, cultural workshops, film, storytelling and more, but it will also underscore urgent issues facing Pacific Islanders, such as rising sea levels, the threats to coral reefs, and widening social inequality.
In international news, Britain has struck its biggest trade deal since leaving the European Union by securing an agreement to join a trading bloc with 11 Indo-Pacific countries. It's been welcomed by the British Prime Minister. The BBC's Dashani David reports.
Rishi Sunak claims joining the pact will allow the UK to seize opportunities for new jobs, growth and innovation. However, it already has free trade deals with all members except Malaysia and Brunei. The government's own calculations suggest the UK's income may be boosted by just 0.08% in a decade's time. And there is a price of entry, including, for example, allowing greater access for foreign farmers to British markets.
Donald Trump has become the first US former president in history to be charged with a crime. He was indicted in New York over alleged hush money given to an adult star before the 2016 presidential election. Mr. Trump, who's running again for president, says he's innocent. More from the BBC's Nomia Iqbal.
Politically, it's going to be interesting to see if this boosts Donald Trump or deflates him. And I think you've got to look at it in two parts. So first of all, there's the nomination to be the presidential candidate for the Republican Party. Right now, he's the front runner for that. When Donald Trump's home in Florida was raided by the FBI last year, there was a boost in support for him amongst Republican voters. So I think it's generally thought that this is going to secure the Republican nomination. To get to the actual presidency in 2024, whether this investigation, the charges that it's going to bring, if that helps him secure new voters, that's really unknowable at this stage.
A Utah jury has found Hollywood star Gwyneth Paltrow innocent in her high-profile ski collision trial. 76-year-old retired optometrist Terry Sanderson was seeking almost $500,000 in damages, alleging the actress crashed into him in 2016. Mr. Sanderson claims the accident left him with brain injuries. Here's the moment the verdict was read out.
Was Gwyneth Paltrow at fault? No. Was Terry Sanderson at fault? Yes. Did Terry Sanderson's fault cause Gwyneth Paltrow's harm? Yes. Comparative fault. What percent of the fault do you assign to Terry Sanderson? 100%.
To sport, the Crusaders have defeated the Reds 25-12 in round 6 of the Super Rugby Pacific competition, while Moana Pacifica continue to be without a win after they went down 45-17 against the Highlanders. Moana Pacifica flanker Alamanda Matunga says they failed to sustain a good first half performance.
Just our second half, we couldn't convert the opportunities we got to score points. I guess it just comes down to that. Couldn't finish our set piece.
That's it for RNZ Pacific News and Sport. You can find more updates at rnzi.com.